Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening, where you could have been anywhere doing everything that's on your schedule and on your itinerary, but you chose to join us. And we're truly, truly grateful. We don't take it for granted. We thank you so much for joining us. And tonight is going to be an awesome, awesome show. But first, we want to thank our sponsors who have sown into this fruitful ground and fertile soil. Our sponsors for the month of May are Top Flight Communications, where they handle your editing, transcriptions, reviews, business writing, marketing writing, and much, much more. Visit www.topflightcommunication.com. Again, that's www.topflightcommunication.com. Then we have Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God and the Spiritual Realm. Her books are available on all of your online book outlets. Again, the title is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. I tell you, this is a real-life account of how God delivered her son from over a decade. It was like 15 years of an alcohol addiction, but God delivered her son from it, and she wants to share that with you and how that can happen to your loved one as well. Again, Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, and books are available in your online book outlets. Unique Expression by Design brings your custom ideas to life. So if it's something you need professionally done for your business or for your personal needs, from t-shirts to mugs, journals, pens, Angelique can take care of you at www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. I tell you, they're there to take care of you. So they will make what you have in your head, your dream, truly, truly a reality. So you definitely want to reach out to them, Unique Expression by Design. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. That's with Vincent Lynch, and he is, I tell you, a musical genius. CDs are available at Reverb Nation and CD Baby. Also, he writes jingles. So the song you heard as the intro, I wrote the words, but he did the actual music behind it. And the song is sang by LaTanya Foe. So I just praise God for his musical genius. Again, that was Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. And Roz is, I call her, the confidence builder. That lady does magic. And if you are in need of anything dealing with hair or beauty care, she is your one-stop shop. All of those type needs, from natural hair to relaxers, sew-ins, lock maintenance, braids, makeup, lashes, and much, much more. So call today and schedule your appointment with Roz at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. Let all of our sponsors know that you heard it here first from Miss On Fire to Inspire on the On Fire to Inspire show. And I want to thank you again for listening. Guys, we are still extending our sponsorship package. If you're interested, it's only $25 for the entire month. We, you know, let people know about the show, about your service or product each and every week, as well as promote it to all of our online social media followers and friends and family. So you're definitely, definitely getting way, way much more bang for your buck, so to speak. So we definitely want to thank you for the opportunity to sow in the fertile soil. So tonight's topic is prophetic insight to healing. But our guest, Ms. McCorda, has not joined us quite yet. But before we jump into that, as we're awaiting her arrival, you know, it's time for us to, as I remind you weekly, it's time for us to stop existing and start living the life that God created for you to live. So as you come out of your comfort zone, see, I've never seen greatness come in that comfort zone. I've never seen victory and triumph come in that comfort zone of you just being complacent. God hadn't called you to be complacent. He hadn't called you to be common. He hadn't called you to be average. But he's called you to be the victorious, triumphant person that he's created you to be. So it's time to rise up. It's time to awaken. It's time to arise. And it's time to move in the things that God has called you to. So the topic tonight was talking about healing. And so God healed Ms. McCorder from an illness as a child that was actually quite terminal, but God did a work. And so he can do the same thing for you. And sometimes it's a healing that needs to happen in the mind, because so many people are walking with sick mentalities. And so it needs to be a shift in the mindset to take you into the place of, you know what? Yes, this has been the report that I've been given, but what does God say? Does it line up with the word? Does the diagnosis, am I going to believe the diagnosis of man, or am I going to believe the diagnosis of what the Lord has said to me? He told me I am healed. He told me that he's created me for a long, prosperous, satisfied life. So if that is said, and God be God, why am I receiving the report of man? So I tell you, it's such a beautiful thing when you just get into that word and let him speak to you. And you receive your healing from him, receive that word from him. Because, you know, man loves to give us all kind of diagnoses. But what is God saying? What is his diagnosis? His diagnosis is that you are healed. His diagnosis is you're set free, that you're delivered. And so I just give God praise for those type of testimonies. And so many times we get caught up in what is people saying, but he says, what does God say? So I just give God praise for that tonight. Ms. McHorter may be tied up tonight. She's a counselor as well. So as we await her arrival, I tell you, we're going to talk about a couple of healing scriptures. In Isaiah 41:10, he says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. So understand that you've been strengthened. You've been helped. You have been created in his image. So therefore, why would you allow man to tell you differently? That was Isaiah 41:10. So again, why walk in fear? Why walk in what man is saying, or what the fear that man tries to place you in? But walk in the victorious report that he's already given you, despite what man has said. And so I just give God praise, because, again, we don't believe the report of man. We believe the report of the Lord. And in Matthew 11:28, he tells us, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, for I will give you rest. So regardless of what the diagnosis is, rest in what he said your diagnosis is, which is you're healed, you're delivered, you're set free. And don't you remember that? Don't forget about Philippians 4:19 tell you, and my God will meet all my needs according to his riches and glory. So if your need is to be healed in your physical body, if your need to be is to be healed in your mindset, in your thinking, then he can do that for you in any capacity, because he is God, and he's God all by himself. He doesn't need your help. He don't need you to tell him anything different. He is, because he is. He says, I am that I am. So understand that the I am has you. And I tell you, that's just so such a blessing and so consuming to understand that the I am, that the I am says, I am, because he is I am. So receive your I am. Receive your yay and amen, because he's already given it to you. So don't allow anyone else to tell you anything different. I'm just telling you guys, my spirit is so excited tonight, because regardless of the report you receive, God says you are healed and you're walking in your healing. And so I'm telling you, you know, God is unfailing. His love is unfailing. And in Psalms 107, he says, then they cried. And this is 107:19-21. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. What is distressing you tonight? Are you allowing a diagnosis to distress you? No. God says, let none of that trouble you. He said, he sent out his word and healed them. What did he do? He sent his word. He rescued them from the grave. And then in 21, it says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. So I tell you there again, his love is unfailing, and he has already handled, healed, and rescued you from every tumultuous situation that could even try to attach itself to you. It's already defeated. You're already healed. You're already delivered and set free, and you're walking in your victory. Amen. Amen. I tell you, God is so faithful, and I just love him so. And, you know, in Psalms 30:2, he said, in here it says, Lord, my God, I called you for help, and you healed me. So he says, all you have to do is call on me, because as you call on me, I'm here to heal you. I'm here to deliver you. I am that I am, so I can do whatever you have need of. So, you know, it's just such a blessing to know that our Father is here to heal us. He's here to do whatever it is we need him to do. Just open up your mouth. The power is in your mouth. As the word says, that life and death is in the tongue. So continue to speak life over your life. Continue to speak life over your situation. Be intentional about your words. Be intentional about your thoughts. And watch God manifest a beautiful, beautiful work, because you've chosen to be intentional about your words and your thinking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just so full this evening, so full. I tell you, the topic tonight was prophetic insight to healing. And as we were waiting on Miss McCorder, who is a little late this evening, I tell you, I'm just reminding you of the word and his healing scriptures. For you to just take that thing into your heart and you say, you know what, I receive this word. This word, you take it as your medicine. You take it as your stepping stone, your roadmap, because that's all. It's your roadmap. It's a word. It's a living and breathing word. And it's going to speak life back into you regardless of what you're facing, regardless of what you faced even in the past. We speak forth healing over your body, your mind, your thoughts. You're walking in that victorious place, in that victorious space. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is so awesome. In Isaiah 53:4-5, it says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. 5 says, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. So we're by his stripes, we're healed and set free and delivered. So regardless of what we can encounter in this earth, in this world, he's already done it. He's already got the victory. He's already triumphed over anything that can try to take you down, that can try to take you out. You're already victorious, because it just reminded us in Isaiah 53:4-5 that he's already done it. He's gotten the victory for you. So take on this word. Take on his mindset. Remember this word. This is your food today. So eat it. Take it in and just digest it. And just let him breathe this life back into you. I don't know who needed this word today for this healing, but I know that God is God. And he's God all by himself. He don't need your help, as he says to us so many times. Because we want to do that. We want to help him. But he's like, thank you, but I really don't need your help. And I just praise him for that, because he don't need my help. He really don't. But many times, you know how we do. We try to just, okay, God, I know, you know, I trust you with this. But he said, I want you to release everything to me. I want you to trust me with everything. I want you to trust me that, and because I am that I am. And don't forget that you were made in my image. So regardless of what man has said to you, what man has said about you, You are who I said you are. So walk confidently in who he's called you to be. Walk confidently and don't doubt yourself. Don't second guess yourself. God placed that vision. God placed that unction inside of you. So I can't tell you that God didn't tell you that. He didn't give it to me. He gave it to you. He gave you to birth that thing. So I just give God praise. You know, he called you to that. And you are already called to a life of victory in whatever he's called you to. Hallelujah. Psalms 103, 2 through 4 says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all of your diseases. And 4 says, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. So he's already, he says, praise the Lord, my soul, forget not all his benefits. So everything about him is beneficial to us. There's so many benefits. There's so many things that we have inherited just because we are child of the Most High God, just because we are the king's child. You are the king's daughter. You are the king's son, whoever's listening. And so he's forgiven you of your sins. Don't allow people to keep you in your past or what you've done in the past. He's forgiven you for that. Now walk in this place of forgiveness. Walk in this place of this newness of life. You are a new creation in him. Don't allow anybody to remind you of your past. When you look at your past, you look for it, look to it as a testimony to help the person who is there now that says, but you don't know what I've been through. And you're like, yeah, let me tell you, yes, I do. And you use that to help them walk in a place of victory, because that's the only reason that you look to the past. Because you know you're victorious, and God has already won the victory for you. So why would you allow anyone to label you anything other than victorious, triumphant, or just walking in everything that he's called you to? That's who you are. You are exactly who he's called you to be. Amen. I tell you, tonight, I guess our guest has had some things arise, because, again, she is in ministry. She's been in ministry 35 years. She's also a licensed counselor, so she may be stuck. But you know, God is God, and we're going to move forth. And we're talking about healing. So we're talking about not just healing in the physical, but healing and walking in complete healing, walking in victory, walking in soberness and understanding who you are, walking in your true identity, knowing that God has called you to this place of where you are. So regardless of who you are and where you are in your life, God has called you to a life of victory. You are triumphant. You are more than enough. You are more than a conqueror. Amen. You know, God is just in a place. When you understand who you are, he's saying, I want you to get in this place. And just like you are in a place of making time for everybody else, he said, make time with me, for me. Sup with me. Talk to me. Because I've already healed you. But you got to come into agreement and in that mindset of understanding that you're healed. Understanding that you've been set free. You've been delivered. Because you can't go back to that old person because you're that new creation in me. So now it's time for you to walk in that victorious place and help the other person who's there now that don't think that they can do it. You can do it. It's already in you. God has already equipped you with every tool, every talent, every gift. He just needs you to rise up and walk in it. Amen. I tell you, God is so faithful. He is so faithful. And in Jeremiah 17 and 14, he says, heal me, O Lord. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. So we praise him because we're already healed. We're already saved. We are already victorious because he is. He's already done this for us. I tell you, God is so faithful. He's so just. He's so true. And regardless of what you've done in the past, regardless of where you've been, he said, I know who you were before you were even formed in your mother's womb. I knew what you were going to do. And I still love you no less. I still love you. I still know who I've called you to be. That didn't put a blemish on anything, because you're still that person I've called you to be. So that entrepreneur, yes, it's in you. That supervisor, that manager, whoever he's called you to be, That's who you are. So don't allow anybody else to put a stamp on you other than who God says you are. No, that is not your portion. But your portion is all that he's called you to be. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, in James 5 and 16, he says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective. So the prayers of the righteous, again, avail as much, and it gives, if there's power in that prayer, there's effectiveness in the prayer, because you're coming before the Father with what your words. You're telling him, Father, this is what I have need of. And he says, oh, is that all you need? Let me handle it. Let me give it to you. So I just tell you, God is so faithful. He's so beautiful. And all he needs you to do is just trust him, because you are victorious. You are as he says you are. Amen. Amen. I tell you, again, the topic tonight is prophetic insight into healing. And Ms. McWhorter couldn't join us tonight, evidently, because we're late into the show and she hasn't joined. But I tell you, I'm going to open up the lines. If anyone has a question or comment with any of the scriptures that I have shared thus far, we're talking about healing. Even though she wasn't able to join us tonight, we're talking about healing, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, whatever it is. You're already healed. You're already set free. You're already delivered. If you're listening by internet, you will dial in at 929-477-2178. Again, that's 929-477-2178. And press 1. And I'll bring you live. If you have a question or comment about any of the scriptures, anything that's been said thus far, whatever God is placing in your heart tonight. This is a totally different show tonight. But, you know, we're walking in obedience regardless of who is supposed to be on the panel tonight. God is still God. So we're talking about healing. And I share some healing scriptures. So if you want to press 1, if you're listening by phone, press 1. I'll bring you on. And you can actually share, you know, what is on your heart. If one of the scriptures touched your heart, or whatever God is putting in your heart, press 1. If you're listening by phone, and if you're on the internet, you got to dial in, guys. You can't press 1 on the internet, of course. So you got to dial in at 929-477-2178. You know, so many people have never spent a day in jail, but they're in prison in their minds. They're in prison in their mindset because someone has told them what they can't do. Someone has told them that they're not going to amount to anything. Someone has told them that they don't have the right cut. Well, guess what? Reject everything that doesn't line up with the word of God concerning your life. So if they didn't say, you know, you weren't cut out for this. So if God placed it in your heart, yes, you were. So if God calls you to be a teacher, you teach the best way you know how. If God has called you to be a preacher, you preach the best way you know how. If God has called you to mentor, you speak life over the children that God has entrusted you with. Whatever God has said concerning your life, that's what you do because he's called you to. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because victory is already ours. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that song, Victory Belongs to Jesus, but I tell you that song is so on point. And it is. He's already gotten the victory for us. So all we got to do is walk in it. All we got to do is understand that it's ours, that it's already ours. It's a fixed fight, guys. It's a fixed fight, and it's already finished. So why would I allow anyone to tell me that I'm defeated when God has told me I'm already victorious, when God has already told me I'm triumphant? Really? I'm going to receive the word of man? No, I will not. I will reject the word of man, and I will take on this thought process of who God says I am, of what God has called me to be, of what God has said about me. So who am I called to be? I am called to be his son in the earth. I am called to be a kingdom citizen. And with this citizenship, I have an inheritance. I have tools. I have keys to unlock the kingdom. And I have the power and ability and authority in my mouth to declare a thing. And it manifests in earth because God said, I'm the king's daughter. So Everything else is subject to who I am, because royalty declares and decrees. Royalty gives rules and reign. Royalty gives an assignment, gives what they give. They give rules and they set standards, and everybody else follow them. They set laws. So that's what you are. You are a lawmaker as a kingdom citizen, as a son and daughter of the king. Understand you who you are. Understand the ability. Understand the anointing upon your life. God says the time is now for you to walk in this life of victory that he's called you to. It's time. It's time to do all that he says you are called to. You know, many of us have sat back and allowed life to happen. God said, I dare you to allow me to take the reins. I dare you to take their hands off and let me do it. I dare you to just say, God, I'm going to let you have this. And now I'm going to allow you to completely lead me wholeheartedly. I give everything to you, my home life, my personal life, my business life, everything concerning me I give to you. I walk into my divine healing, health, and wholeness because I have the wisdom. I have the victory. I have everything that you've created for me to be because I was made in your image. So what more do you need when he's already created you to be victorious, when he's already placed a life of victory upon your life, when he's already crowned you with a crown that says you are a king's daughter, you are a king's son? What more can I say about that? Ooh, God, I thank you. I thank you for this life of victory. Hallelujah. If you have a question, comment, whatever, press 1, and we're going to bring you live. We shared a couple of scriptures concerning healing and things of that nature. So if you have a question or comment and you're dialed in at 929-477-2178, then press 1 and we'll bring you on live. Everybody's been a little shy tonight, not understanding it, but hey, it is what it is, and God is still God. I tell you, Miss, I can't wait to get Miss McCorder on here because I'm telling y'all, this lady is so powerful. So we will definitely get her back on at another time. But there is a piece that I want to play for you guys tonight, and I want you to listen to every word. And if you're in a place, if you're not driving, please don't be driving to close your eyes. But if you're not driving and you're in a place where you can just close your eyes, I want you to listen to this piece that God has given me. And it's from On Fire to Inspire, the book. The radio show actually stemmed from a book that God gave me. And I want you to listen to this piece, and it's called The Chosen One. And so God says, as they listen to this piece, they need to understand that they have been chosen. They have been set apart, and that they are my children. So this piece is called The Chosen One. And, of course, I don't see it. So guess what? You're going to get it live without the music. So I need you to close your eyes right now and envision the Lord speaking this directly to you. So you no longer hear Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire, but you hear the voice of the Father speaking directly to your heart. So here we go. The name of this piece is The Chosen One. You are my chosen one. Yes, I'm talking about you. I love you so much that I chose you. You are an heir to my throne. You have so much in you that I want to bring forth. Speak life, live life, and make it happen. Why? Because you are my chosen one. Now, before you open your eyes, I want you to breathe in and hold it. I'm going to count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now exhale slowly through your mouth. Now I want you to open your eyes. And I want you to remember that you are victorious. You are not defeated. You are a victorious son. You are a victorious daughter that lives a triumphant life in this earth. If God has called you to whatever he's placed on the inside of you, the time is now. Don't sit on it. God showed me people sitting on their hands, and he said, I've given them all these gifts. I've given them all these talents, these abilities, but they're sitting on them. He said, it's time for them to awaken. It's time for them to arise. And it's time for them to move forth in everything that I've called them to. So I dare you to trust them and walk in everything that he's called you to. Be all that he's called you to be. Be the best version of you that he's called you to be. No more defeat. You are victorious. You are as he says you are. Now, there's one more piece that I want to share with you guys. This one is called Pregnant with Purpose. Now, this one is actually going to be from the CD, On Fire to Inspire CD. It's a very short piece. But I want you to listen, because you are pregnant with purpose. You are ordained for such, you've been ordained for such a time as this to do what he's placed in your heart to do, to be who he's called you to be. So listen up.
Pregnant with purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion.
The name of that piece is called Pregnant with Purpose. God was giving me all these pieces in the midnight hour, and that's how the book itself was created, just being awakened by the Holy Spirit and the Lord just speaking the words of life into me. And he said, you're going to write a book entitled On Fire to Inspire. Didn't give me the title to the very end of the book, but he told me that there was going to be a people that needed a reminder that they were chosen and they were pregnant with purpose. So if you have a question or comment, I want to see, after you've heard those two pieces, I want somebody to step up, press one, and tell me, what are you feeling right now after you've heard those two pieces? Press one and tell me whatever's on your heart, whatever's in your spirit. Press one if you're listening by phone at 929-477-2178, because it's time to walk in your healing. It's time to walk in the forgiveness of everything that God has. He's brought you through so much, and you're healed, you're delivered, you're set free, you're walking in forgiveness, so he can continue to use you as a victorious and triumphant daughter or son in the earth. So someone, press that one. Don't be shy, because it's going to be you that's going to cause that domino effect, that trickle effect. And I tell you, you know, it's time for us to rise up. It's time for us to be intentional. The Lord says, I'm being intentional about who I am. So I need you to be intentional about who you are and who I've called you to be. I've called you to be a son in the earth. I've called you to be daughter in the earth for this end time. You are my chosen, and you are my set apart. I just tell you, I just love the Lord so. I just love him so. And the scriptures that I share with you is just a reminder of who he says you are. He says that he's created you to be victorious, to live a life of victory. And I just give him praise. Hallelujah. I thank God for our sponsors tonight. Top Flight Communications, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, Unique Expression by Design, Third Heaven Sound, Ross Hair and Beauty Bar. I thank God for them sowing into this fruitful ground. God has truly, truly been being a blessing to this ministry, to this broadcast. And so many people have shared text messages, chats on Facebook, emails, how God is just truly blessing them through the different guests that I bring on each and every week, through even playing some of the pieces that God has placed in my heart to do. So I just thank God for being obedient, because I'm telling y'all, honey, I was not going to do this 2 years and 5 months ago. God said it's time to do this, because someone needs to hear this so that they can continue to walk, move forth in the earth. And the analogy he gave me was my guest and I, which tonight I'm solo, but my guest and I would be Mary, and you guys are Elizabeth, if you're listening by radio, internet, or by phone. You are Elizabeth. And as you're listening, if you're pregnant with that purpose and you're not walking in your gifts, talents, and abilities and walking in that life of purpose, your baby begins to leap so much to where you cannot sit still. But then if you're walking and living out that life of purpose, then it's like pouring gasoline on a fire each and every week and just in engulfing that fire to continue to move forth and speak life over others and speaking more life into you to say, hey, I got this. I can go on. So I just give God praise. I thank God for each and every one of you tonight. You know, our guest didn't get the show tonight. She probably had some type of emergency because, again, she's a minister of 35 years. She's a counselor, a licensed counselor as well. So we give God praise for her tonight. And we give God praise for each and every one of you who listen to this broadcast this evening. Again, I'm Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We're here each and every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tell your friends, tell your family we are here. They can listen to us by phone or by internet. But I praise God for you listening tonight. It is a shorter show tonight, but, you know, I'm not a person that just, you know, babble. I give you what God gives me, and we move forth into victory. Amen. So, again, tonight's topic was prophetic insight to healing, but Ms. McCorder was not able to make it. But we did go over those healing scriptures. If you miss any of the show, make sure you go back and listen to the recording shortly after, and we will talk to you guys next week. Have a blessed one. On fire.